In the bustling heart of America, amidst the political turmoil and societal shifts, an event shook the nation. An assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. As the news spread, the question lingered in the minds of many. What does the Bible say about such tumultuous times and events? This story delves into the rich tapestry of biblical prophecy, divine intervention, and the eternal battle between good and evil, revealing timeless truths that resonate through the ages. The shadow of violence. The attempted assassination of Donald Trump brings to mind the story of Jehu, a commander of Israel's army anointed by God to overthrow the wicked dynasty of Ahab and Jezebel, 2 Kings 9. Jehu's ascent to power was marked by violence, upheaval, and divine sanction, a stark reminder that God's ways are often beyond human understanding. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike down the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge on Jezebel the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord. 2 Kings 9 verses 6-7, just as Jehu's rise was fraught with conflict, so too are modern leaders often embroiled in controversy and danger. The Bible does not shy away from the harsh realities of leadership and the divine purposes that can unfold through human actions, both noble and nefarious. Prophecy and political turmoil. The attempted assassination could be seen through the lens of the sign of Jonah, a symbol of repentance and divine intervention. Jonah was sent to Nineveh, a great city destined for destruction, yet through his reluctant prophecy, the city was spared, Jonah 3. Similarly, tumultuous events in modern times can serve as a wake-up call for nations to turn back to God. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Jonah 3 verse 5. Could the attempt on Trump's life be a divine warning, urging America to introspection and repentance? The Bible is replete with examples of God using dramatic events to steer his people back to righteousness, divine protection, and purpose. David, before becoming king, was pursued relentlessly by King Saul, who sought to kill him out of jealousy and fear, 1 Samuel 18-31. Despite numerous close calls, David's life was preserved by God's providence, underscoring the belief that divine protection is granted to those chosen for a specific purpose. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 18 verse 2. Trump's survival can be viewed in a similar light, an indication that his role in God's plan is not yet complete. The biblical narrative assures us that God's hand is ever present, guiding and protecting his chosen servants. The battle of good and evil. The book of Revelation vividly describes the ultimate battle between good and evil, culminating in the final victory of God's kingdom. Revelation 12-20. This cosmic struggle mirrors the conflicts we witness on earth, reminding us that earthly events are often reflections of a greater spiritual battle. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough. And there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. Revelation 12 verses 7-8. The assassination attempt can be seen as part of this ongoing struggle, where forces of darkness seek to disrupt God's plan. Yet, Revelation promises the ultimate triumph of good, encouraging believers to remain steadfast in faith. The call to faith and prayer. The story of Daniel, who was thrown into the lion's den for his unwavering faith, highlights the power of prayer and trust in God, Daniel 6. Daniel's miraculous deliverance serves as a powerful testament to God's ability to protect and save his faithful servants. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O King, I have done no harm. Daniel 6 verse 22. In light of modern challenges, including political violence, the story of Daniel calls believers to remain steadfast in prayer, trusting in God's sovereignty and protection. The role of prophets and leaders. The prophet Elijah confronted King Ahab, denouncing his idolatry and leading Israel back to God, 1 Kings 18. Elijah's boldness and divine mission highlight the crucial role of prophets in guiding nations according to God's will. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." 1 Kings 18 verse 21. Modern leaders, like prophets of old, are often called to guide their nations through turbulent times. The attempted assassination of a leader can be interpreted as a test of divine purpose and the leader's alignment with God's will. Hope and restoration. The Bible is filled with promises of hope and restoration for those who trust in God. The book of Isaiah speaks of a future where God will create new heavens and a new earth, bringing peace and justice to all. Isaiah 65 verses 17 to 25. "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind." Isaiah 65 verse 17. In times of crisis, such as an assassination attempt, believers are reminded of God's ultimate promise of renewal and restoration, encouraging them to remain hopeful and faithful. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump, like many significant events, invites us to look beyond the immediate and seek understanding through the lens of faith. The Bible, with its rich tapestry of stories, prophecies, and divine interventions, offers profound insights into the nature of leadership, the struggle between good and evil, and the hope of God's eternal plan. As we navigate these turbulent times, may we draw strength and wisdom from the Scriptures, trusting in God's sovereign hand to guide us through the darkness into His marvelous light. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances. For the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.